The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Property owners who have deliberately undervalued the value of their properties could be in line to face punishment from revenue. Such actions could include deductions from your paycheck, as figures from revenue show that about 54% of homeowners have concluded that their homes are worth less than €260,500, and this figure comes despite recent findings from the CSO showing that the average selling price was €326,457. I'm joined now by Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with The Independent, and by Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit TD for Dunleary. Good morning and welcome to you both. So, Charlie, first of all, outline what the revenue are going to do and to whom.
Yes, Pat, this is something I've been following for quite a while. The fact that an awful lot of property owners have yet to file an updated property tax return. As we know, the property tax, there was a revaluation of it for the first time since it came in 2013. And by November, or early November, you had to submit a form to revenue, taking a valuation for your home at that point and update the valuation, because property prices have more than doubled in that period.
Charlie, I don't know if you can remember this, but did the revenue specify the date of the valuation? Was it the 1st of May or something like that?
For 1st of November.
Was it the 1st of November?
You had to take the valuation on the 1st of November and then a week later put in a submission, a return, they call it, you know, fill out a form, update the details online generally. You could do it manually, but it was easier online. So you basically have to say, look, this is what the property is worth now. I've been paying property tax already. We continue with the same payment arrangement, or we change it or whatever. Or you have to tell them if anything had changed, because, you know, people may have modified homes. Property values, as I say, will have doubled in that time. Now, the strange thing is, large numbers of people didn't do that. They didn't update their property valuation. They didn't, you know, make a return, which is essentially updating the property value. And at one stage, nearly 400,000 people, homeowners, had failed to update the property valuation. That's down to 316,000. It's still enormous 6 months after the deadline has passed. So, you know, the problem here, as you said in your introduction, is that a lot of those are paying property tax based on very, very old, 9-year-old valuations at a time when the average price has gone up 117%, and, you know, 54% of people, according to revenue, are saying, look, their property is worth less than $262,500 at a time when, you know, it's a hell of a lot more expensive to buy a property. We've had a raging property market for the last couple of years.
One of the words that might be important is that people who have deliberately undervalued their properties might face this kind of sanction from revenue, like seizing money from their paychecks and so on. So who determines whether it was deliberate or not, or just inaccurate, or didn't have the kind of info? And sure, that house down the road that sold, there's a much nicer kitchen in it than in mine, and it's in a better state of repair, and it's a corner site, and mine couldn't possibly be worth that.
Well, the first thing revenue will do, if they're suspicious, if you're way out of whack, if you're in an estate particularly, and all the other houses in your estate are being, you know, they've had a property tax valuation of €300,000, but yours has come in at €200,000, revenue will want to know why. So the first thing they'll do is contact you and say, okay, on what basis are you saying it's worth that? Show us some documentary evidence here. What property sites did you look at? You know, did you get a valuer in? How did you arrive at that valuation?
But if they say to the revenue, my house is a kip, my house is a dump, come out and see it, will the revenue come out and have a look?
Probably not, but they will they'll seek documentation, you know.
Send them the pictures, sort of evidence. Although you can't send them a picture of a smell.
No, this is true. But look, if you own the house and you know, and there's major problems with it, and, you know, into a pirate or something, you can make an argument to revenue. But, you know, otherwise they will need some kind of evidence to be produced, and they'll challenge you. More often than not, after being challenged by revenue, people go back and they say, oh, okay, all right, hands up here, it's worth more than we thought, than we said it was originally. And that's how most of these are resolved. But you're right, Pat, if they're not resolved, and if revenue continue to engage with a property owner who undervalues, as they see it, the property, they can go to great lengths to get to extract that money as they see fit. You know, they can take it to court, they can impose taking money from your salary or pension. They have extensive powers to impose a surcharge. You know, there can be interest rates of up to 8% charged on what they reckon is the undervaluation. You know, and they can, if you were self-employed, they can stop you getting a tax clearing certificate, which is often necessary to get tenders and get contracts. So, you know, you don't want to be on the wrong side of revenue. So it's extraordinary. It's surprising that still 6 months later, 300,000 people are kind of
no. But in fairness, I mean, we've had revenue on here talking about it, and they actually explain a lot of the deficit in the numbers. They say, look, a lot of people, they're paying their property tax, and they actually think that by paying it, they're doing the right thing, and that's enough. And they don't realize that there are two things they have to do. One is to actually put in a statement of evaluation of their property, and the second thing is to organize payment. And a lot of people think, well, I'm paying, sure, I'm fine, I'm actually doing what I'm supposed to do, but they haven't completed the first step.
They haven't, yeah. No, you know, some of those people, it is defiance. We don't know what number. I mean, there was a lot of calls to phone in radio shows back a couple of months ago where people said they didn't agree with this property. They reckon it's based on a dysfunctional market. I mean, your property's being valued on the basis of a market where policy decisions have meant that properties are changing hands at extraordinary rates. We're back to Celtic Tiger levels, Pat, and some people have a principled objection to paying a tax based on what they see as a dysfunctional property market. They don't think that's fair. So there are some people doing that. There's others, as you say, are just intimidated by revenue, you know, haven't engaged. And then all the time people are ringing revenue because they still haven't done this. They know there's an issue here that has to be dealt with.
Now, what prompted, I suppose, is the coverage of all of this, a big story on the front of the Daily Mail today, the Irish Daily Mail, and the revenue have been on. They say the article in today's Daily Mail concerning valuation review is inaccurate. We are not engaged in any comprehensive valuation review programme. Revenue has conducted a detailed analysis and comparison around LPT valuations as compared with CSO figures as published on the 7th of April. Compliance rates for LPT are very strong, and the vast majority of taxpayers have engaged with revenue in this regard. Revenue will only avail of the compliance options available where there is a failure to engage on the taxpayer's part. So that's very genial on the part of revenue.
Yeah, I mean, they've had this light touch approach up to now. I mean, previously they were saying, look, we know a lot of households were, you know, upended by COVID, but the finances were upended, you know, so we're giving people time. This is the first revaluation in 9 years. It's a major step. There's a change in the way the taxes, you know, there's all sorts of changes. The rate is down. There's more valuation bands. So it's a big one for people to get their heads around. So they have been kind of taking a softly approach, if you like, Pat. But there's still something like 99,000 homeowners who have not paid the tax. So, you know, those ones would need to be really worried as well. Revenue keeps saying they're fairly happy here, but there's, you know, 100,000 people have yet to file a tax return. 99,000 people are not paying anything. Okay. So, you know, the overall, in percentage terms, the compliance rate might be very high, but there's still a number of people out there who have yet to comply.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much for joining us. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit TD for Dunleary, listening to that. So, first of all, Richard, I suppose we take the wind out of the sails of the argument in the sense that revenue, they're not embarking on a major valuation review programme. And if you talk to them, they're happy to talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that doesn't totally surprise me. So the story was slightly inaccurate. But I think that the big issue is that we do have a dysfunctional housing market. And the value of the house that you bought is not your fault. It is the result of government policy, and might be worth saying a failing government policy, because the stated objective of government policy is to bring house prices down, supposedly, but they're rocketing up. But none of that tells you anything about the actual income and ability to pay of the house. And as you were alluding to in your previous conversation, a lot of these valuations, particularly where they're based on area, may tell you nothing about the actual individual value of a house. But most crucially, huge numbers of people at the moment have seen their income cut in real terms because of rocketing inflation, prices of energy, general inflation, prices of basic goods. And now they're potentially going to be hit with a property tax increase. So I just think it shows the fundamental unfairness of putting a tax on people's principal private residence.
The argument that often comes up is that people in particular areas of high-value housing end up paying far more than people in much bigger housing houses in areas where there is not a high valuation. There's always an argument, oh, well, the people who have a mansion in rural Longford don't have the Dart, don't have the Lewis, don't have street lighting and so on. But they've a hell of a big house.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to get into that sort of urban-rural row either, but it is absolutely the case that if you take an area like Dunleary or most of Dublin and most of the big urban centres, you will have people on very, very low incomes, but who live in an area where through no fault of their own, the value of their property is much higher. It's of no real benefit to them, the fact that their property is worth a lot of money, but they are punished with this tax because of it. That comes at a time, particularly now, when they are being punished for many other increases in the cost of living. So I just think this further highlights why it is just a fundamentally unfair tax. We have long been of the view that it should be abolished, that it is not a fair form of taxation to tax the family home. And I think the difficulties that, you know, are being alluded to in this story, even if it's not entirely accurate, is really underlying that point.
The problem, I suppose, is people may not make the association between what they're paying, and, you know, local authorities are supposed to get the bulk of the money that is paid in their area back so they can do things with it. But, you know, in the area in which you live and I live, you know, you've got great parks, you've got street lighting, you've got a huge library in Dunleary, you know, all of this being supplied by the local authority. And there is no water tax, and the bins are not collected by the local authority. People may not make the direct connection between what they pay in their property tax and the benefits that they're enjoying.
Well, it's worth saying that there's been no additional money available to pretty much any local authority, certainly not to ours, as a result of property tax. So there is, in fact, no connection. I mean, at the time the government said that they sold the local property tax as something that would lead to a benefit in terms of increased resources available for local services. But that actually hasn't happened, because for every cent that came in through property taxes, central government funding was reduced to local government. So there has been no benefit whatsoever in terms of additional local authority funding as a result of the local property tax.
All right. Well, it's a tax for a generation. I think I remember interviewing Michael Noonan at the time it was introduced, and it was, you know, not a perfect tax in the sense that people were self-assessing and there were arguments about urban and rural and so on. But the idea was to, you know, get everyone into the net and then tweak it over the years to make it more accurate, I suppose, by having every property properly valued and all the rest of it. But that's a conversation perhaps for another day. Richard, thank you very much for joining us. That's Richard Boyd-Barrett, People Before Profit TD for Dunleary.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.